In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sleep paralysis is a relatively common phenomenon, but one that has not been studied much. Science relates it to a lack of synchrony between changes in brain activity and muscle weakness, which occur in the REM or rapid eye movement phase of sleep. However, science has not yet been able to determine the exact causes of this phenomenon. Currently, many people attribute this phenomenon to a spiritual cause, that is, to the attack of an evil spirit. The church does not have a definite position on this issue. In many of the cases about the different attacks that the devil makes that are being supervised by priests, it has been possible to obtain knowledge about this reality. Thanks to this knowledge, it has been possible to establish the necessary spiritual help for people who are victims of these attacks. When a person suffers from sleep paralysis, he experiences a temporary inability to move and/or speak. This inability is usually accompanied by the feeling that there is a presence next to the person that is causing the paralysis. In other cases, people feel as if that presence is crushing their chest or strangling them. There are testimonies in which they have seen a silhouette or shadow, or heard a voice that whispered something to them during the paralysis. It's quite a terrifying experience. During sleep paralysis, fear invades us, and that makes the unpleasant sensations we are feeling at that moment become more intense. What should we do when we have this sleep paralysis and want to find out if it is related to a spiritual attack? The best thing is to find a priest and explain this situation of sleep paralysis, because each person's situation is unique. The discernment of the priest can help to identify why someone is having sleep paralysis. It is important to lead a life of prayer and to recite the Holy Rosary daily. Any saint, however saintly he may be, if he wants to stop being one in the shortest possible time, he has only to stop praying. Instead, a sinner who wants to be a saint, the first thing he should start with is sincere prayer every day. We must try to be faithful to the time of prayer, which makes us aware of our own human weaknesses, as well as ask others to pray for us. Sometimes it is easy to say little ejaculatory prayers with love. Jesus, I love you. I trust you. Or saying frequently, Lord, for your love. Seek silence and avoid noise. Many flee from silence as from a demon, and they never have time to read, to think, or to pray. It is also important to lead a sacramental life and confess at least every 15 days. The sacrament of confession is also an act of exorcism. When we go to the sacrament of confession to confess our sins to a priest, the priest will give us the absolution of our sins, which is also an act of exorcism, that even if we don't feel anything, the multiple evil spirits will feel it and move away from you. That is why we advise that when you go to the sacrament of confession, also confess fears, anxieties, discouragement, distrust, and all other evil works. The use of sacramentals also helps us, such as holy water. Saint Teresa of Avila used to say, I have learned from experience that there is nothing like holy water to put demons to flight and prevent them from coming back again. Ask a priest to bless the place where you live, the room where you sleep. Jesus is the name above every name, where every knee in heaven, on earth, and under the earth bend. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. The name Jesus means God saves, and thinking about it or saying it with faith is already a prayer that asks God to save us when we need his help. There are testimonies where the name of Jesus and the name of our mother, the Virgin Mary, have been invoked mentally during the sleep paralysis so that this paralysis would end. All this will allow us to be safe and protected against this type of attack from the devil. The Word of God tells us that in love there is no fear, but that perfect love drives out fear. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. And perfect love is God, so if we remain in him, we can have the confidence that we are safe and that he protects us. And that trust will stop fear from dominating us during sleep paralysis and in all situations of our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.